Praise the Lord. And the solution is in Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. And if we have a preaching topic this afternoon, it is praying times.
That's right.
Amen. That's the solution. Prayer works. Prayer will fix things. Prayer will turn things around. Prayer will heal bodies. Prayer will save souls. Amen. And the condition of the world, I hear Brother Jerry speaking tonight about the leaders and all the different wars, Ukraine and Africa, Mexico, and all this stuff. Amen. I tell you what, if we get down to business and pray, amen, pray, amen, sincerely, you'll see some things changing. Amen. So we want to elaborate tonight that prayer will work, and we pray into a God that's not disabled. He's a God that can do all things. He can fix things, and we pray to him. Now, prayer is conversating with the Lord. Prayer is talking to the Lord. You can tell him whatever you want. You can tell him whatever you need, and he will supply your needs. Praise God. Amen. It's just like talking to a man. And he is a man. He is the man of God. Tell him, amen. What's your needs? I hear you tonight with your different requests. We know God. The Lord hear it, and he can answer prayer.
Yes.
Amen. And I know we can just depend on him. Thank you. Amen. And I want to, amen, sing this song before we get into the message tonight. Do pray for us. And this song said, pray on.
That's it.
Amen. You can't get tired of praying now. You want the solution? Amen. Pray and pray on. If you need sufficient grace in this holy Christian race, pray on till the answer come. God will hear you when you call and will never let you fall. Pray on till the answer come. Pray on.
Pray on.
Pray on till the answer come. Pray on. Pray on. Pray on till the answer come. Through the power, hell, or sail, fervent prayer will never fail. Pray on till the answer come. Prayer will make a way for you and will bring you comfort too. Pray on till the answer come. If your friends go back on you and you know not what to do, pray on till the answer come. Prayer, everything will be all right. Prayer will put your foe to flight. Pray on till the answer come. When there's trouble in the land, God will give a helping hand. Pray on till the answer come. For his promise he fulfilled. May you ask him what you will. Pray on till the answer come. Pray on. Pray on, church. Pray on till the answer come. Pray on. Pray on. Pray on till the answer come. Listen now. Take the Bible as your guide. Always in God's word abide. Pray on till the answer come. It will help you stand the test. It will take you what is best. Pray on till the answer come. Pray on.
Pray on.
Pray on.
Pray on.
Yes, Lord. Pray on. Pray on. Pray on till the answer comes. When you sick, do not despair. God will surely answer prayer. Pray on till the answer comes. God will hear your earnest plea. Makes no difference what you need. Pray on till the answer comes. Pray on. Pray on. Pray on till the answer comes. Pray on. Pray on. Pray on till the answer comes. God will take us home at last when our trial on earth will pass. Pray on till the answer comes. Angels, angels wait to take us there. Bear us safely through the air. Pray on till the answer comes. Pray on. Pray on. Pray on till the answer comes. Pray on. Pray on. Pray on till the answer comes. Amen. Amen. Pray on till the answer comes. It works, church.
Yes, it does.
Take your Bible as your guide.
Right.
Always in God's word about it. Pray on until the answer comes.
Yes.
It will help you to stand the test.
That's right.
And it will teach you what is best. Pray on until the answer comes. I said we're living in praying times.
Yes.
We got to pray on.
That's right.
Amen. Don't quit praying.
That's right.
Pray until you pray.
Right.
Praise God. And you'll see the Lord work in a mighty way. If there was ever a time to pray, it's now.
Right.
We are living in imperious times. We're living in troublesome times.
Right.
Amen. Look like here in America, everything goes. People saying and doing and anything they want to do, when they want to do and how they want to do it. And God is not pleased.
That's right.
I want to let you know in the fear of the Lord that the Lord is taking notice.
Right.
What he see, he doesn't like. And I want to tell you, I don't like it either. Praise God.
Right.
And what we do as Christians, we have to pull together.
That's right.
Work together and pray together.
That's right.
Amen. And you'll see results. You'll see God work in a minor way. Yes, Jesus, end times. Lord is soon to come. And I can just feel it in my spirit. I preach a message before we came here on the times of the end. Amen. Matthew 24. Kingdoms against kingdoms and nations against nations and pestilence in diverse places and all these things. Amen. Man, love is being waxed cold.
Yes.
That's happening.
That's right.
Amen. And that just show us, I would be surprised he'll come tomorrow. Hello in this place. Are you ready? Praise God. Are you praying?
Yes.
Is everything clear between you and God? Amen. Now, do you have to go back and beg pardon or go back and straighten something else out? Or you can, when the Lord comes, you're just ready to say, oh, thank you, Lord. I'm glad to see you. Hello, somebody. We need to live like every day is the last day. Because it very well could be. Praise the Lord. That's why we got to pray. We got to pray. I mean, pray sincere. Praise God, and the Lord will work it out for us. Amen. It's time to get on our bending knees. Amen. Pray. Pray all through the day. Sometimes we get on our busy schedule. And sometimes do we forget to pray? I might. Amen. Sometimes don't you get. Mm-hmm. Amen. Sometimes I forget to pray. But we can't. We got to remind ourselves. So we got to do it more repeating and get used to praying, not just one or two times a day. We have to pray without ceasing. What that mean? Having a praying mind.
That's
amen.
Right.
Praying all the time. Somebody say they took prayer out of school. You know, I remember when I was sending my children to school, and they took I call it the two P's, the prayer and the paddle. Amen. Back in the day, we used to get the, amen, that back in toe up. Amen in school. But now they took the prayer and the paddle. Come on, somebody. Amen. And they say you can't pray. So I tell my children, I send them to school, I say, yes, you do pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
They might have took prayer out of school, but they didn't take prayer out of my children.
Right.
Amen. They didn't take prayer out of the saints of God. Send your children to school and let them know to pray. They could be walking from class to class and just praying, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus. Help me. I'm going to the science. I'm going to biology class. And you're just walking and you're praying. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen. And it works.
Yes, it
does. Praise God. And I want to tell you, the school need us. Man, I was just mentioning just a few minutes to my brother. I'm just going to let the Lord lead me tonight. This man, well, I think it's supposed to be my last night, but I think we might do another last service on the last Sunday. Amen. Next Sunday on that night. But anyway, my time is coming to an end here.
Yeah.
So can I just let the Lord use me tonight?
Yes.
Amen. I just, you know, that's why I love working for God, because it's no program.
That's right.
Amen. We don't have no set time to do this. We just let the Holy Ghost be our guide. He's our governor, eternal song and eternal song. Now look at the devil, then took my thought, but he'll bring it back.
School.
It was about school. That's it. All right, let me say this. You know, listen, I'm going to tell you what the Lord tells Brother Jerry. I don't know all preachers are different. Lord taught all of us, but the Lord let me know. Amen. When it was when school got rough and tough, and these Christian schools started being developed around the country. Amen. And some people pulled the children out of the public school and put them in Christian school. Amen. And in my mind, we prayed about it because some of the pastors came and asked us, you know, well, let's go to the, you know, invite us for going to the Christian school. But Lord, let me see. You know, no Christian school need us. Hello. I said no Christian school need us. It need the light. If you take all the light out of the public school, they will go in darkness.
That's right.
Amen. Nobody will have a good example. The Lord intend for us to do just like he did. Jesus left the 99 righteous folks Christian and went and got that one lost soul.
That's
the mission of the church, to help people that don't know like we know. So if everybody pulled their children out of the public school, then they all will be in darkness. How they gonna know how to live a holy life? How they gonna know how to pray and seek God? How will they know how to be a child of God? They need examples. And same as we tonight, amen, we as Christians, walking here where we go, we need to be examples. Folks not reading the Bibles anymore, but they're reading your lives. Amen. Not your mouth. Sometimes we can talk good. Amen. And just talk about the Lord. But it's time not to be talking, it's time to be walking.
Yes, right.
Get busy with God.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Time is running out. And the devil sees he don't have much time to work, and he's working twice as fast. The Bible says he's walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Can I put my little human reason behind that? He quit walking. He running to your house.
Yes.
my house, everybody's house, praise God, and try to devour us.
Yes,
so it is our job to pull together as brothers and sisters and work together and pray together. They said a family that prays together will stay together. I want to say a church family that prays together will stay together. See, it'll keep you in. See, prayer will keep you in, corrected, and keep you walking the chalk line. It'll keep you in order. Praise God. So let us, amen, witness. Be a good example. The Bible said, go into hedges and highways and compel me to come.
Yes.
Amen. I got a burden for the church. Praise God. We're not really sharing this gospel like we really should. We need to be excited about the Lord and going to be a witness, praise God. Folks might be talking to you about, amen, the economy, but talk to them about Jesus. Amen. Folks want to complain. That's all you hear now. Complain. Amen. Let them know Jesus, he's in charge. Amen. We pray to him. And hey, y'all, you don't have to worry about it. God got this thing.
Yes.
Amen. I was talking to a person not long ago. He said, I'm just afraid. I'm scared. Man, I'm true. I don't know. I said, brother, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be scared.
That's right.
Amen. God got you. Yes. Christ and love do what?
Right.
Cast off all fear. Yes. Amen. And the Lord didn't give us the spirit of fear anyhow.
That's right.
But of power and love and of a sound mind.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Yes.
Amen. So we got to just relax in the Lord. Amen. See, when we pray like we need to pray, we won't be afraid. Because we done prayed up. We ready. We ready for society. We ready to face the devil. We ready to put him on the run. And couldn't allow the devil to put us on the run.
That's right.
Amen. We ain't no chicken. Back in the school, when you scared to fight, they call you a chicken. You run away. No, we holy brothers and sisters. We have the power of God. Amen. And that's how you get the power of God. We have to pray. Amen. And let the Lord know that he'll let us know that you can make it. Praise God. Amen. You commit. So be encouraged. Amen. Church saints of God, church of God. Be encouraged. Keep pressing on. Amen. The Lord ain't going to leave us. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. And you know a lot of times why we ain't where we need to be? Because of what we preach about today. Lack of prayer.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah. We're not praying like we need to pray.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I want to let us know. And that's what the message the Lord gave me for this night. Amen. Pray on. Pray in times. All right, let's do go over here, and we're going to read some word of the Lord. All right, now, amen. We're going to go over here to Luke, the 18th chapter. Luke, the 18th chapter. And the Bible says, I just want that first verse. It said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end. He said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen. So we want to take the word of the Lord. Amen. So we need to always pray.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
If you don't pray, you're going to faint.
Yes.
I don't want to faint. I want to pray. And I want to pray on until I see results.
Yes.
And I want to pray on until I see the answer. Amen. Sometimes the answer is right around the corner and you don't quit.
Lord.
I'm here to tell you, pray on. Be encouraged. Amen. If you,
right.
your scripture battery may be a little low, get a charge.
That's right.
Amen. And guess who can charge your battery? Jesus.
That's right.
Huh? Come on, somebody. Sometimes you run out of steam. You just feel drained. You just feel like, oh, man, I'm just this problem, that problem. Over here, pray for all the problems. So we pray to a God that's above everybody.
Yes.
Amen. We pray to a God that can work out every problem,
yes.
Every trouble, whatever your needs may be. The Lord is able.
Right.
We're not praying to this able God that can't do nothing. We pray to an almighty God. He's able, church.
Yes.
Amen. So pray to him.
Amen.
And you'll see he worked things out to the glory of God.
Amen.
Let's turn now to Matthew. We're going to do a little traveling here then. Matthew, praise God. Amen. Y'all, is y'all praying for me? Please, please. I need the Lord. I need the Lord. The devil's fighting. I can feel his spirit. Devil, we ask right now that you be rebuked. I dismiss you. Go about your business. Go out of here. But don't mess with none of the saints' cars. Amen. But go out of here. To God be the glory. You're not welcome. All right, Matthew 7 and the 7 and 8 verse. It said here, amen. Ask, what do we need from the Lord? What are you worrying with? What are you, your concerns? What's bothering you? Amen. Only thing you need to do is ask. Huh? And it shall be given you. Isn't that good promise? Sometimes we read that so quick, we don't get the gist of it. Ask.
Amen.
Huh? Ask, and it shall be given you. Amen. Do you know the Lord have a benefit package?
That's right.
And it's better than any 401k.
That's right.
Amen. In his package, he's saying he got benefit that whatever you ask for, it shall be given to you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And he will supply and he will do. Ask and it shall be given to you. Amen. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Sometime when you knock, he don't come. Maybe that first knock. Amen. But how many know importunity?
Yes.
You know what that means? Importuning. Me keep on.
That's right.
Keep on calling on the Lord. Amen. Because, amen, if you keep, asking and knocking, Lord will open up.
Yes.
And he's going to give us what we so desire. Amen. You may have some family problems. You may have some church problems. You may have some spiritual problems. You may have, amen, a financial problem. But I'm here to tell you, whatever problem you have, we got a big God that can fix it. And we got a big God that can work it out. How many know he's a fixer? Amen. He's a master of mechanics. Praise God. It don't matter. You pull that spiritual automobile up to the Lord. Amen. He'll give you a tune-up. Sometimes you know, praise God, like cars. You know your car's skipping. Your spiritual car's skipping. You know you ain't maintained. Amen. You know you didn't put no oil and no, amen, a transmission fluid in your vehicle. Now it's sitting inside the road because you didn't maintain. And if you don't maintain your salvation,
right,
you're going to be sitting inside the road.
That's right.
Praise God. You got to maintain it. You got to pull it up to the shop. Amen. And let them check it out. Amen. Ain't God good? Sometimes those tires you on your vehicle is may pop. I call them may pop because it's slick. It may pop at any time. Amen. But you need to get those, pull that cork in the front end line. Amen. Shop. And say, hey, listen, my tires is just, I'm running it and it says it's slick and I need alignment. I need alignment. Do you know we need a spiritual alignment?
Yes, yes.
Amen. Do you know we need front end alignment?
Yes, right.
Praise God. How many know you can pull it right up in this word of God right here?
Yes.
Amen. And Lord can line you right up with the
yes.
word of the Lord. Amen. He'll let you know it's a straight way. Straight and narrow. Praise God. There's no crooks and bends. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. That's why we're gonna, a lot of us, if we don't keep our eyes on the Lord, we're gonna be doing this. But we got to stay focused on the Lord. And how can you stay focused if you don't pray?
That's right.
See, prayer is behind anything. If you don't pray, you can't make heaven. Can I say it like that?
Yes.
I said the other night, it is impossible to please God without faith.
Right.
How do you get faith? You got to pray to get faith.
Right.
You got to pray for these graces. How do you get love? You got to pray, Lord, give me love.
Yes, amen.
Amen. See, if people be, if folks pray for love, this world wouldn't be in a condition to be in. Amen. You know, sometimes stuff gets to turn into you. Amen. And make a prayer will leave. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You might even say amen.
Yes.
If you don't say amen, I'm going to say it. I got plenty of amens in my bag. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Just means that you're witnessing to the truth.
That's right.
Praise God. You said, amen. It ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
And we need to learn. We need to be more lively, more scriptural, and more declaring God's greatness. Amen.
Yes.
Clap your hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I tell you, when you feel the greatness of God, and I know this work because I do it myself. Praise God. Amen. When I need God for anything, I pray and I seek the Lord.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, his word doesn't lie. Amen.
True.
Amen. It doesn't lie. Talk to the Lord. Let us have a conversation. Some in this room tonight may not be saved. Some in this room tonight may, amen, have a half a chance of salvation. We need to have our gas needle on full.
That's
amen.
Right.
David said, my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yes.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes.
Amen. You want to have enough to overspill so it can roll off on somebody else.
Yes, right.
Amen. Somebody else needs some of that goodness that you have. But if you just have just enough for you, or maybe don't have enough for you, amen, how you going to help your brother, your sister, or the single man, or single woman? Come on, somebody. We got to be so much, amen, in tune with God, be so much on fire for God, amen, you can have, be like David, my cup is running over.
That's right.
And they got to be helpful. And see, I like that because when your cup is running over, it don't just sit there and get stale.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
And you see, sometimes it looks like, I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about them little prostitutes. But you know how some people think just look and just acting so stale.
Yeah.
Don't have no joy. Don't have no life. You just, you look scary. And then you preaching and talking and telling people you need to be saved. Come to the, even my church. Who want to come?
Yes.
You're scared, folks.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
This salvation is exciting.
Yes, it is.
Huh? It's exciting.
It is.
And we need to be happy.
Yes.
We need to be around here jumping for joy.
Yes.
Amen. We need to be around here praising God. We don't want us to be around here looking at dead men and women.
Yes.
There's no cemeteries in the church.
That's right.
Amen. Look to the hill. God got it. And everything have prayer, praise ye the Lord.
Yes, right.
Amen. See, prayer will activate your spirit. Prayer will keep your battery charged. Prayer will help you to be excited about God and what he's doing.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
You know, when you show that excitement and you're doing something, as we can read in the Bible numerous of times, when folks begin to praise God and do things, it brings amazement. People start looking. Wow. And they start wanting to inquire. Oh, what?
That's right.
Oh, man, I like this. You, hey, man, what's this all about? Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. The joy of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Ain't God good in here?
Yes. Amen.
That brother right there said me so good, and it's him since I mean, I felt like I didn't want to preach tonight because my stomach was full, and I said, oh, brother, I don't know if I can preach tonight. But look at the Lord.
Yes.
See, when you put your trust in the Lord, when you pray, God will bless you.
Yes.
God, I'm so awoke. Amen. I'll tell you, it might be hard to go to sleep tonight because I'm so overfired up with the Lord and what he can do. And that's what prayer will do for you. Pray, just keep praying. Keep calling on the Lord. You got some confusion in your home, husband, wife, or having, you call on the Lord.
Amen.
Don't be up here throwing pots and pans and arguing and fussing and say, honey, let's get down on our knees.
Yes.
Amen. Let us pray. Let us get the mind of the Lord. Ah, amen. Thank God I've been married for going on 43 years. November will be 44 years with the same wife.
Yes.
Amen. She would have came if she didn't have to work. But I thank God. I thank God. Amen. I'm not going to say that every day was always ice cream. Amen. And pleasant. We had some up and down days, but most of them was up. Amen. When those down days come, I go down. Lord, work it out. We know you are able. We give it to you in our relationship.
Yes.
That's right.
Come on!
Yes.
It works!
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Praise God. It said, for everyone that asketh it, receive it. And he that seek it, find it. And to him that knock it, it shall be open. That's positive language and positive words. It shall be, amen, open. Amen. If you knock, it will be open. Amen. If you seek, ye shall find. If you ask it, you will receive it. Just that simple. Quit making it so complicated. Amen. Salvation is not complicated.
That's right.
It's not. Only you got the chief of commander.
Yes.
And that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you need him, he's always there.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When you sit down and eat your food, do you just say, amen, just forget to pray and just start gobbling down? Take time and pray. Over your food. I'm going to tell you this. This may seem like a little thing. The Lord checked me one day. Normally when I'm at home or at church, you know, we always remember to pray. But sometimes you're in your vehicle. And you see McDonald's over there and your stomach start turning. I need to go in and get me some food. And you go to McDonald's, you go to the window and ask them for a Big Mac and fries and a, praise God, an apple pie that you don't need. Amen, a cold drink that you don't need. Need some water. But anyway, you order whatever you want and then you get that bag and start eating. And then you're blessed. You know you need to bless your food when you get it in the car?
That's right.
You know, sometimes you think, when it's in the car, I don't have to bless it. Oh, that's when you really need to bless it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. You're in the car driving and eating, and you need to pray, Lord, keep me, my eyes focused. You can try to eat and drive. Amen. That's just like drinking and driving. Amen. You can't do too bad. My wife tells me, pull over, baby. Amen. For we have an accident. Man, them fries be good. And I'll be just looking down in there. Next thing I know, I'm off on the side of the road. We need to pray.
Yes.
Amen. Right. We need to pray everywhere.
That's right.
Praise God.
Right.
And we need, amen. People sometimes complain to you. Oh, you know, this is going on. This is happening. Say, so you know what? Can I pray for you? That's what I tell them. I say, can I pray for you? I don't care if it's downtown. I don't care if it's in the grocery store. But I ain't going to go up there praying real loud and what people think I'm crazy. Oh, Lord, you know this. Work it out, Lord. My prayer.
Yes.
Softly.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Demonstrate.
Yeah.
And let people know that there's an answer. Share the gospel. Let them know prayer works.
Right.
It will fix things. It will turn things around. I was in the grocery store, and I was up there because I was trying to get a Western Union. And I was talking to the lady, and the lady was she said, "Are you a preacher?" I said, "I am." She said, "I could tell it." Amen. I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Can I ask you something?" So she asked me a question, and I began to talk to her about the question, trying to give her an answer. While I was talking, here's another customer coming up, and she said, "Sir, can you pray for my family? Me and my family, we can't get along. This has been going on for years, and I'm just fed up with it." I said, "Yes, I will. Before I can get through talking to her, then I got to talk to this person. But if I wouldn't not witness to people, I wouldn't have that opportunity to help somebody else out." See how it works? Everybody need help. Huh? And we got the answer. But we don't want to share it with others. My neighbor says, "Hey, good morning, Brother Jerry." I say, "Good morning." I say, "It's a blessed day that God bless us to see." I said, "I'm so glad." She didn't know she got me started. I said, "I'm so glad that the Lord woke me up. He could have left me laying there."
That's right.
And then she'll start talking. You said that right. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Now we got a conversation going.
Yeah.
You have to use all different tactics to help people. Amen. To let people know the Lord is good.
Right.
See? I didn't have to wake up. You didn't have to wake up. But thank God you got up.
That's right.
And you don't take it for granted like it's supposed to happen. You've imparted. You're just supposed to wake up. The Lord just go, amen, just wake you up. You better clap your hands and thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad I see another brand new day that I never seen before. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's turn now to 2 Chronicles 7, 14. That's 2 Chronicles. And I'm going to tell you here at this verse, it's going to teach us in the day that we're living in. 2 Chronicles 7, 14. Now, I can truly say this verse here is where we're living today. Amen. It said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive them their sin and heal their land." Huh? "Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place." So I want to say, in the fear of the Lord, that's where we at. We living right in this era. And the problem we're having, my people. Who is his people? You and I.
Yes.
Amen. So we're going to have to change this thing. It said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall first of all humble themselves." Amen. We got to do number one. We got to humble ourselves. Amen. Be humble. Be submissive. Be low. Amen. Don't be proudful. Feel like you know everything. Nobody can tell me nothing. I know how to live. I know what I'm doing. No, you don't. Be humble. Be, amen, where folks can teach you and help you. And that's why the world is in the conditions it's in, because my people ain't doing right. Amen. If you all and me myself, if we all do God's will, you'll see the Lord work in a mighty way. That's why we're laying in countries like it is. People ain't praying. Bible tell you to pray for your leaders.
That's right.
Amen. Pray for this world. This world is in bad shape. But we got to humble ourselves. Sometimes we feel like we all of that. We feel like we big and mighty. But be humble.
That's right.
Lord help me.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. All right. Number one, humble ourselves. And then it said, and pray. Praise God. After we get humble, we need to pray. Get that prayer going. Pray for the nation. Pray for the president. Pray for the legislator. Pray for God's people. And pray for the ungodly people.
Yes.
That they be godly.
Yes.
Make good decisions. Not just rational decisions. Not just walk around here like you're king and just doing anything you want to do. Amen. That's not humble.
That's right.
Huh? Come on, somebody. Amen. See, in order for the Lord to talk to you and talk to me, we must be humble.
That's right.
This is the only way the world going to get straight. We got to be humble. Amen. All right. What else it say? It said, and pray and seek my face. We got to seek the Lord's face. Huh? Come on. Amen. A lot of people are seeking the president's face. I'm here to tell you, you need to seek the Lord's face. Because he'll get you from earth to heaven. You start seeking man's face, you're going down. Amen. I want to hear the voice of the Lord. I want him to tell me and show me the way. Because he know the way. Amen. His way has been proven. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming through the Father but by me. Seek my face. And then you got to turn from the wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and I will heal the land. Brother Jerry, you were speaking about the land. So this is the recipe that you're dealing with, folks. Reading that scripture there. If you're this nation healed, we all got to repent.
That's right.
And be forgiven. We all got to seek the Lord and pray. Amen. You see things begin to work.
That's right.
But folks don't want to pray. They don't want to seek God. They don't want to do God's will. We live in a crooked and perverse nation. Amen. Everything goes. Amen. Whatever you want to do. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Do God's people have wicked ways? Hello? This is it's addressing my people. So that shows you sometimes you kind of get out of order. Amen. You can be God's people and make, and do some things you ain't got no business doing.
Yes, right.
Amen. You're making some rational moves and you saying some mean things and you ain't showing no love. You got wind in your jaws.
Right.
Need to let some air out.
Yes.
Amen. My people.
Turn from it.
You got to turn from it. That's it. We got to turn from their wicked ways. And when you do that, then that's when the blessings come. He said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal the land. So may God help us tonight. My people, let's make sure, very sure, we're doing God's will.
Yes.
We're going to close out on this last scripture. I believe I done preach enough this week that I can save the whole state of Oklahoma through the word. Amen. If folks just listen. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's go with it. Psalms 34. Psalms 34, 17. Praise the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. I'ma praise you, Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Amen, amen. All right, let's go here to Psalms, the 34th chapter here. And we want to read verses 17 through 22. It says, the righteous cry, and the Lord the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. When we cry out to the Lord, when we pray to the Lord heareth, and he don't only hear it, but he will deliver. Yes. Amen. Are you in trouble tonight? Is there a soul here in trouble? Well, I want to let you know, he can deliver them out of their trouble. The Lord is near unto them that are a broken heart, and save such as a contrite spirit. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. That's the kind of God I'm serving. Amen. He can deliver. It don't matter what your problem. Whatever problem you have tonight, come to the altar. Don't let this meeting close out on you and you didn't get what you need from God. Amen.
That's right.
While the Lord is dealing with you, that's the time to come. Because he don't deal with us all the time. Huh? Hello. This is dangerous. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord can deliver him out of them all. He can keep it all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteousness shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the souls of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Thank God for the promise of the Lord. None of him, none of us, amen, will be desolate. In other words, he'll be there for us.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. He'll send out that deliverance. Whatever you need, he'll be that for you. So tonight, upon closing, I want to say whatever you need from God, the Lord has it. On the thing, you pray, seek the Lord, call on his name, and he can do it all.
Yes.
I like to say sometimes he can show up and he can show out. Amen.
Yes.
So now we're going to leave the message to each and every one of you. Only thing my job is to do is to set the table.
Yes.
And it's your job to take part of the supper. Tonight, spiritually speaking, you got all the veggies, you got the starches, you got the dessert.
That's right.
Brownies and a good cold glass of lemonade. Homemade. Lord got the best. And all his greatness is on the table tonight.
Yes.
If you need joy, it's on the table.
That's right.
If you need peace, it's on the table. If you need faith, it's on the table. If you need to ask God for forgiveness, it's on the table.
Right.
Amen. You see you a little short, it's on the table. Only thing we need to do is partake.
That's right.
Come and be blessed. Thank you. God bless you.